people to respond to that invitation and to give them an opportunity. Our elders are told in Hebrews 13:17 to watch for our souls. That verse, along with many others, indicates to us that God intended for the work of the church to be done in local congregations. The highest authority, the highest form of government that we have on earth is within the eldership within a local congregation. When one is baptized into Christ, he needs to become an active part of a local congregation. And those who are already Christians who make mistakes certainly have the opportunity to ask the elders to pray for them, the church to pray for them, and to ask forgiveness from God. If you're here this morning and you have not become a Christian, we would ask you to consider your faith and your willingness to repent. And if you find those in order, we would encourage you to come and confess the name of Christ and be buried with him in baptism for the remission of sins. If you have something in your life that needs to be forgiven and it needs to be done in a way that we pray for one another as a church, we would encourage you to do that. There may be some of you here who are active members of the church in one sense and yet not active in a local congregation. We would encourage you to let our elders know some way, maybe by putting it on your attendance card, or in some way let them know of your desire to be involved in this congregation. As our elders lead, we want to follow. If you're not a Christian or you need in any way to come and ask for help and for the prayers of the church today, we want you to do that as together we stand and sing.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he has the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
It has been said, and rightly so, that no group is going to go any further than its leaders go. I believe God knew that when he set up in the Bible guidelines for us to use in the leadership within each local congregation of his people. He has instructed us to appoint elders in each congregation, each church. Example in Acts 14:23, also in Titus 1, giving those instructions. And he has given us guidelines for qualifications to be considered, and guidelines for elders to lead, and guidelines for Christians to follow. We are thankful for that and believe that God's Word teaches that very strongly. In 1903, 94 years ago, according to the records that we have, A.G. Freed and A.M. St. John were appointed elders of this congregation. Since that time, including them and including the three who shall begin to serve as elders today, we have had a total of 34 elders. 16 of these men have died and gone on to their reward, the last of which was our beloved James Williams, whose funeral was held at this very spot 20 days ago. There are 7 men who have served this congregation as elders who are still alive. One, Brother John Hall, lives and worships in Nashville. The other 6 are still a part of this congregation and active in every way that they can be. 3 of these former elders are sitting on the front seat here in front of me, Brother Wayne Bullner, Brother Charlie Miller, Brother J.W. Johnson. Brother Ray Nelson and Brother H.C. Christopher were at the first service this morning and each led a prayer at that time. Brother Laddie Averitt had hoped so much to be able to be here today and got up this morning with the intention of coming but just wasn't able. I talked with him on the phone just a few minutes ago and he asked that I express his regrets for not being able to come and his regard to our present elders and to the congregation. These 6 men have been a part of the leadership in the past. We appreciate them. We appreciate their wives, Robbie Averitt, Aideen Nelson, Mary Bullner, Jane Miller, Ola Johnson, and Irene Christopher, who passed away just 2 or 3 years ago. These men have meant a lot to us in the past, along with those who have died and gone on to their reward, and we are thankful for them. And at this point, I'm going to ask Brother J.W. Johnson, who led a prayer of this nature at the first service this morning, to come and lead us in a prayer, especially a prayer of thanksgiving for those who have been our leaders in the past and have meant so much to the congregation. Brother Johnson.
Most holy and divine Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this day. Father, we thank Thee for every blessedness and desires to enjoy through the years. Bless those men that we serve. Bless those that have gone on before. Father, we ask Thy blessing be with the present elders and pray that they will serve in such a way that we can always lead our congregation in such a way that we'll always have the truth. Pray that the scripture will always be our priority in life. Father, we ask Thy blessing to be upon this congregation. Pray that they'll bless them this day. And ask Thy blessing to be upon our home. Bless the elders of the scriptures that are being selected this day. Pray that their wives, pray that the hours that they spend in serving Thee. Ask Thy blessing in Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
In the period of about the last 2 years, these 6 men that I have mentioned to you today have retired from the eldership. 4 of them in 1 year, I believe it was in 1995. It is not possible for many congregations to lose 4 men, 4 good, strong elders in 1 year, and 6 in a period of about 2 years, and still have a strong leadership, but we've been able to do that. I am so thankful for that. We appreciate so much what these men who have retired from the eldership have meant and continue to mean as Christians, as active Christians. But we have continued to have a strong eldership. And our present elders, at the time that the last two of these men who had served decided to retire because of health reasons and travel plans and related matters such as those, our present elders decided that there was a need to select some new men to become a part of the eldership. 6 weeks ago today, they announced to the congregation that they believed this to be the need, and ask members of the congregation to make suggestions after having read what God's Word has to say about leaders and their qualifications. And for 2 weeks, suggestions were made to our present elders. During the next 2 weeks, our elders contacted those men. Some of them, who had been suggested by several, declined to serve at this time. But three men agreed to accept a part of the leadership. The names of those three men were presented to the congregation 2 weeks ago with the instruction from our elders that anyone knew of any scriptural objection to let it be known. And if not today, these three would become a part of our eldership. 3 weeks ago, I preached on Sunday morning and Sunday night about the work of elders as men we follow and men who lead. That Sunday morning, we emphasized that we need to learn to esteem them, remember them, follow them, and trust them. And that Sunday evening, we talked about how the elders lead by example, by delegation, by being among the people, and with the Word of God. We believe those are the basic principles that are taught in God's Word, and we are using those to guide us in the selection of new elders. And I believe that our elders will use those principles as they continue to lead us in what we believe can be some of the finest years of our work here in the Henderson congregation. At this time, I want to introduce to you our present elders. And as I do, I'd like for the wife of that particular elder that I mentioned to stand with him where you are. And then I'd like for that elder to come and take his place on the stage behind me before the congregation. I will be introducing these in order of length of service. But Reader Oldham was appointed in 1978. Reader and Mary. Thank you. He has continued to serve since that time. But Jess Wilcoxon was appointed in 1978, but was gone for about 2 or 3 years, and then was reappointed in 1991. Jess and Hagen. Is Hagen here? There she is. Larry McKenzie was appointed in 1987. Larry and Judy. Larry has continued to serve since then. John Rickard was appointed in 1991. John and Betty are over in the annex. Brother Rickard. In 1995, four men were appointed. Brother Ron Butterfield is out of town today. You may have noticed in the announcement that he and Edna have a new granddaughter in Atlanta. I suppose that's enough excuse. Dave McGee was appointed in 1995 to Dave and Jane. Here. Charlie Smith in 1995, Charlie and Nancy. And John Sweeney in 1995, John and Debbie. These eight men make up our present eldership, the seven that you see standing before you, and Brother Butterfield, who is out of town. And I have personally appreciated what each one of these has given to the eldership and continues to give. And now the three men who have been selected by the congregation, presented to the congregation by the present elders, and approved to become elders today, Larry Gillum, Larry and Judy. Okay. Joe Harden. Where is Joe? Beverly is out of town today. Had a previous appointment that she'd had for some time, but we're sorry she couldn't be with us. And Barry and Jean Smith. I have introduced the wives of these men on purpose. I know firsthand that these ladies, these fine Christian ladies, and we do have some fine Christian ladies as wives of elders, stand by these men and sometimes sacrifice a great deal for their husbands to serve and to lead us and to watch for our souls. I don't think I've ever been at a place where the wives of the elders combined the proper interest and the proper submission any more than here. And I appreciate these ladies for what they are and for what they do. I know firsthand that there are times that these men that you see standing behind me are meeting here at the building and maybe other places for hours, sometimes into the night, to talk about things that will help them to lead us and as they watch for our souls. They meet normally each Sunday afternoon at 4. And I have the opportunity to meet with them for the first few minutes of that meeting each Sunday afternoon. And some of you may not realize this, but at the beginning of every meeting, they have a word of prayer together after they have shared names and information about things that need to be included in that prayer. And I am thankful that that takes place. I'm thankful for these men and the attitude that they have toward God and His Word, and that they have toward us as His people. I think it would be very appropriate for us at this point to have a word of prayer, especially for what is now our present eldership. These 10, Brother Butterfield, 11 men who will be leading us in the days ahead. And Brother Charlie Miller, who has just recently retired as one of our elders, will come and lead us in that prayer at this time. Brother Miller.
Our Father, we're grateful for thy love and mercy and care for us. We're grateful, Father, that thou hast provided leadership for thy people throughout the ages. And we're grateful, Father, for the leadership of this congregation. We pray for them as they go about the activities of leading the church here. We pray, Father, that they will continue to lead boldly, courageously, in love and in kindness. Lead us gently. And we pray, Father, not only for them, but for each member of the congregation here as we follow, as they lead. Father, wilt thou be with us, care for us all, and bring us home to thee when we come to the end of the way. We pray in the Master's name. Amen.
On behalf of Mike Womble, David Powell, Gary McKnight, and David Light, who is taking care of another commitment away from us today, I want to thank these elders for the opportunity that they give us to work in different capacities. Come October, I will have had the privilege of being a part of this congregation for 10 years. And these men behind me and these former elders have made my work so pleasant, been so helpful to me, and continue to, and I appreciate that so much, and I know that I speak for all of us who work under them in different capacities to help carry on the work of this congregation. I want you to turn your songbooks now to number 242. Brother Gary McKnight selected this song for us to sing at the close of our service today, and I think it is so appropriate. Just a moment, we're going to stand and sing that entire song. And then Brother Wayne Bullner, who is one of our former elders and has not been able to be with us for many Sundays because of illness, but is able to be with us today, for which we're so thankful, will lead us in our closing prayer. Let us stand.
Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on. Strong in the strength which God supplies. Strong in the strength which God supplies through His beloved Son. Strong in the Lord of hosts and in His mighty power. Is more than conqueror. Standing in His great might, with all His strength endued. For the fight, for take to arm you for the fight, the panoply of God. Leave no unguarded place, no weakness of the soul. Take every virtue, every grace, and fortify the whole. That having all things done, and
gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this beautiful Lord's Day. I think that we can all truthfully say that this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, we're so thankful for the program that we have just enjoyed. We're so thankful for these men who have been selected to shepherd this flock during the coming years. Now, Father, we ask our richest blessings on the ministers, the deacons, the elders, and all song leaders, and all who minister to the spiritual needs of this congregation of our people. Our Father, pray that Thou will give them wisdom and understanding as they carry out the various duties that they have to in shepherding this flock of our people. Our Father, we pray that Thou will be with them, be with all of us, help this congregation to grow as it has never grown before, and may all that we do and say be done with an eye single to Thy glory and for the advancement of Thy cause and kingdom in this world. We now come to the end of this service and pray that Thou will be, go with us to our respective places of abode. Forgive us of any unforgiven sins. These blessings we ask in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.